Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So much has happened in 2015. Now we're on the other side of Christmas. It's hard to believe that Christmas has already passed and we're approaching the new year, 2016. We're going to talk about some of the events and some of the activities of the Liberty Counsel Ministries in 2015. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, we have produced this multi-page report. It's called the 2015 Year-End Report. It's entitled Battle for Religious Liberty Escalates in 2015 as Supreme Court Unleashes Assault on Religious Freedom. Of course, that's regarding the marriage opinion. Liberty Counsel was on the front lines of that issue. We led a group of people to sign on to a marriage pledge. Leaders from around the country, including Franklin Graham and other national and frankly international leaders, to sign on to the marriage pledge, to also issue a full-page ad in the Washington Post and USA Today newspapers with regards to the directive that they could not, would not be able to honor a rebellious, lawless opinion on the issue of marriage. Of course, the Supreme Court went ahead anyway, and we have been continuing to lead the fight, not the least of which with the Kim Davis case with regards to marriage around the country.
Yeah, Matt, Liberty Counsel has really been at the forefront, has led in terms of taking this lawless, unconstitutional decision and saying that it is illegitimate and that it should be treated as illegitimate and treating this decision as illegitimate. And you mentioned Kim Davis. Boy, her case is just one example of how when a person in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., engages in civil resistance to tyranny. And that's what we're talking about here. We know the left, they use this newfangled notion of so-called gay marriage. The primary purpose of it is as a hammer against religious liberty. And when folks like Kim Davis, a clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, stands up and says, no, I have to obey God over man. These five lawyers in Washington, D.C., don't have the authority to overturn absolute truth and natural law and the definition of marriage, and I cannot violate my conscience and disobey God. She stood firm, and ultimately, while the case continues on through the courts, she has had ultimate victory with helping to elect the new governor there in Kentucky, Mike Bevin, and he has basically said that he is going to implement a policy that accommodates her freedom of conscience and religious liberty. And so this is just one example of what one person in one organization, Liberty Counsel, can do to encourage others and to set the tone on this issue of standing firm for natural marriage.
Yeah, she has really set the debate around the country. Every Republican presidential candidate has been asked about their position on Kim Davis. One of the Miss America contestants was asked about this. She met with the Pope. She has been the subject of discussions, not just in the United States, but she has been the subject of these discussions around the world. She is someone who 4.5 years ago had her life completely transformed through Jesus Christ and his forgiveness, and she would not be dishonorable to him by issuing a marriage license under her name and authority that conflicts with God's definition of marriage. And so she is just an amazing individual, someone who reflects the Lord. And I pray that there will be more Kim Davises that will stand up for their conscience and their beliefs. You can go to defendmarriage.org to sign and look at that marriage pledge. I encourage you to sign it. It's a great marriage pledge. I co-drafted the Marriage Solidarity Pledge. It's been signed by hundreds of national leaders and tens of thousands of people around the country committed to defend marriage. This battle over marriage is far from over. The five lawyers on the Supreme Court, they do not have and will not have the last word on this. I can guarantee you that. There are many that are still up in arms over this and see it for what it is, a lawless opinion. So this is just one of the things that Liberty Counsel has been involved in, but we took the lead in that area. Now, Liberty Council, interestingly, with regards to Kim Davis, we launched what's called New Revolution Media. We had New Revolution Media is our state-of-the-art broadcast and recording studio in the Central Florida office. It enables Liberty Council to not only record this radio program and audio programs and produce videos, but also to uplink interviews with media all over the world and all over the United States. Our very first interview was a live interview regarding Kim Davis, followed by the next day 11 or 13 more interviews, and we've done lots and lots of them now on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, EWTN, Voice of America, NPR, those all different kinds of local channels as well, C-SPAN, and on and on and on. We have done these programs. One of them on Voice of America is being translated or is translated now into 40-plus languages. So that will go internationally, is going internationally to many, many countries. 40-plus languages will be able to hear this broadcast that originated right here in the studio, which we call New Revolution Media.
Well, and something else that's exciting about that is in coming weeks, Matt, people will notice that the quality, you know, I'm recording this program with you from Virginia, and I do it oftentimes over the phone, but the quality of some equipment we have now, it will be as if you and I are in studio together. The sound quality is going to be fantastic, and people will just get a new and improved Faith and Freedom, for instance.
That's right. We'll have a new and improved Faith and Freedom, and if we're traveling around the country in a hotel, which I frequently do, we'll be able to do the same thing, be able to take that technology with us, and it will have the same kind of basically in-studio quality sound that we would have by recording in the studio, the New Revolution Media Studios. So this is great, great news coming, but it's also something that was a real blessing. In fact, Matt, when we launched the New Revolution Media Studio, we were in construction of it for maybe in planning for about a year and a half, and it took quite a while to construct it. The technology is state-of-the-art. The technology actually is designed, or we used a consultant that actually put together the technology for the last Super Bowl, and he is a Christian in Central Florida. He was the one who put together the technology for the Super Bowl. He's the one who consulted with us on the technology in the studio, but when we dedicated it, we wrote scripture verses all over the inside of the walls, on the studs and on the beams and everything. There are scripture verses everywhere, and when we dedicated it, we asked the Lord to be able to use this facility so we could speak to the world, not only about our cases, but also be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And through the Kim Davis story, we did that many, many times over and over from this studio, the Liberty Council New Revolution Media state-of-the-art studios.
Now, Matt, in 2015, Liberty Council has also launched the Faith and Freedom TV program, correct, on TBN's new Salsa TV network?
We did that, yes. We began some Salsa TV programs, Faith and Freedom. And what else that we're doing, by the way, we began production on what's called a TV series. We'll have 13. We'll expand it later. And it's Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, and Forever. It will be broadcast internationally on the TBN network beginning in September. That's the plan of 2016. These will be very well done, very high end, and we're very excited about it. We already took the film crew, part of the film crew and the writing and production crew to Israel with us on one of our Covenant Journey trips in August of 2015, and these are now in production, so we will let you know as soon as they hit worldwide distribution. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember, at this time of year, your contributions will be matched up till midnight, December 31. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. There's so much involved with what Liberty Council is doing. We have some of this overviewed in the 2015 year-end report. I hope that you have that. If you received the Liberator newsletter, you will have received it. But if you do not, please ask for it. We'll send it to you. It is encouraging to see all the different aspects of Liberty Council. Most people are absolutely blown away when they realize how broad and how expansive, how active Liberty Council is, and we hope to share that with you as well. As for the year-end partners report, remember, you can call us 407-875-1776 for your contributions or questions. You can mail in your contributions. You can postmark them by midnight December 31, or you can make an online credit card contribution by December 31. Each contribution will be matched.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.